Okay, so welcome everybody, and thanks for having us to this talk about KubeWarden and how it's used at SUSE in the platform engineering team. So first of all, a little introduction. Myself, I'm Nino, and today, together with my colleague Thomas, which we are both platform engineers at SUSE, we'll be going through this and of a little agenda topics for today. We're going to talk about the challenges that may arise while managing an internal development platform, and we'll go into that in a minute, and how to address those challenges, and how a platform team can enforce strict regulation on multiple projects on a variety of customers. We'll see what this means in a really little time. So, let's start with something simple. So I hope everybody is familiar with this command, but anyway, this is a simple kubectl command that it will spawn an Nginx pod, and we will be doing this while specifying just two option flags, the image and the privilege flag, and as we will see in a minute, here we are specifying the registry tag, and most importantly, the privilege option, which has some security concerns due to the fact that it actually has some impact on the host where this containerized image is running. So this is because, even if that is dangerous, this is a valid command, and as we saw a minute ago, this actually does have succeed and instantiates a pod. So, and this is because Kubernetes, as long as the changes are valid and they're correct, it will happily accept it, and they will be persist, even if those may have consequences or they may be dangerous for our environments. So the question arises, what's necessary to protect our environments? What can we do to this? So to do this, we will need to enforce guardrails. So let's briefly go back and review the command that we saw just a minute ago. So here we can ask ourselves a few questions. And the first question that we can ask ourselves is about the registry. So do we want to allow the registry.suse.com as a valid OCI registry? Then next up, we specify the latest as the tag for the pod. So is this something that we consider valid, and is this something that we want to allow in environments? And last but not definitely least, as I was saying, do we really want to accept privileged pods in our environment? So those are all questions that we can ask ourselves with this very tiny, small, and simple example. But we can go further than that. There can be multiple and many more scenarios. So, for instance, is the image that we want to use cryptographically signed? Should the pod have or not have certain labels? And, for instance, regarding PCI devices, should we allow the pod to have access to, let's say, GPUs? These and many more questions are valid, and we will get to this in a minute. So this kind of highlights very simply why we will need guardrails. And the reason is that even if the changes are valid, we want to reject the configuration changes that we deem as bad. So that's before they actually do persist. So the reason is that if we don't do that, our environments can become insecure, and this is definitely something we don't want. And as well, managing a lot of code manually, YAML code for those changes becomes not feasible, and especially impossible at scale. So this requires automation in the mix, and automation possibly as code via policy as code. So to the core component that we will be leveraging to achieve this is the Kubernetes admission controller. So, and what it is, at heart, what it is, it is a piece of code that all it does, it intercepts the requests coming in, and once authenticated and authorized, and once this happens, it actually can validate it or mutate it. And this, it does that via the related webhooks. So For the sake of this presentation, we will just be considering the validation webhooks. So in our environment, we will be leveraging multiple admission controllers, and all those controllers together will make sure to allow or change or reject, sorry, the changes. And this is because we will be leveraging multiple policies that may be small, but together and isolated, they will allow us to maintain that security and enforcing the guidelines and enforcing the governance that we need. So we spoke about our internal platform, but why we do so? We are, as platform team, we need to provide tools and services and enable our customers on to spawn their workloads and do their tasks on different clusters. And at a very high level, the internal platform, the internal development platform that we are using is composed of those three parts. At the center, we have Rancher, which is the open source container management platform of choice. And then we have the downstream RKE2 clusters. And of course, those are the RKE2 is the Kubernetes distribution, which is supported out of the box by Rancher. And we chose it because it's lightweight and secure. And then we have an HCI, an hyper-converged infrastructure in the form of Harvester, because this helps. This is due to the fact that we can actually manage compute, networking, and storage as native Kubernetes objects. So, and most importantly, on both the RKE2 clusters and also on the Harvester HCI solution, we are running Kubernetes Policy Engine, which is what we will be going into detail in few more slides. So now we get to the point, what is Kubewarden and how can it help us? So first of all, it's worth to say that Kubewarden is a CNCF policy engine, and it is it allows us to use what we already know. We don't need to learn a DSL or a new programming language or something different to write the policies that we will be using, and those policies will be turned into some WebAssembly with some policies as artifacts, and those artifacts will also be able to be embedded in, let's say, CI/CD pipelines and such. So from now on, I would like to pass the microphone to my colleague.
Hello. Now I'd like to talk to you about platform engineering at SUSE and provide a few examples of some policies that we've recently written. So let's first talk about our customers. Our platform is the primary way for teams in SUSE to run their workloads, and with us they run production services, they perform research and development, and they